on the porch.
If you went to the store and you want to buy a flower, you'd say, I bought two water flowers.
Put them on.
What do you put in on those rolls to make them rise?
Yeast.
What's the inside part of the egg called?
Yolk.
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
If you take an egg and cook it in hot water, what do you call it?
Broth.
And if you crack it and let it fall out of the shell in the hot water for a minute, what's that? What do you call the salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens or beans?
A bag.
Think anything else might be called?
Some call it middling meat. Street meat.
When you're butchering a hog and you cut the side of the hog, what did you call it?
Middling.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin and eat with eggs at breakfast.
Bacon.
The edge of the bacon or the middling meat that you cut off before you slice it. Just kind of meat that you buy sliced thin and eat with eggs at breakfast?
Bacon.
The edge of the bacon or the middling meat that you cut off before you slice it? Just, if you're going to fry it for breakfast, you might cut this off before you slice it up. What would you call the trimmings that you might slice up and grind? What would you grind up and fry and patty at breakfast time?
Sausage.
What do you call it when you kill a hog? That's another name for it.
Butcher.
If the meat's been kept too long, so and it's gone bad, you say the meat has
spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what was something that was made with meat from its head?
Souse meat.
Did you ever, did Mama Gentry, I don't think Mother ever did, but did Mama Gentry ever make anything called striper?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You ever heard of it? Bob Foster was telling us about it one day, and when he first started talking about it, I thought he was talking about sow's meat. He said you boil the head and all this, and then you stir cornmeal in it and cook it. And then you let it harden, and there's a lot of grease and so forth in it, no more than there is in sow. And not as much seasoning, but you put meal in it. And then you let it harden and slice it. And he said that was what they always made scrapple. It's called scrapple. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah,
I do. You could put whole head on and boil it till all the meat fell off of it. You do that and the dripping, you know. Okay, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste?
Strong.
You know, something else you might think of, the butter has what kind of an odor? Strong or?
Older.
Maybe nasty.